56 degrees, and it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Which doesn't mean it's all downhill from there. It's just a celebration of two brothers from another mother rejoicing in our fellowship in the Lord, because our God is a triune God and a relational God. So how's that for the start of a day, Jason Cans?
That's a really good introduction. Mm-hmm. Way to open it up for a Monday morning.
Speaking of brothers from another mother, so I get a call about 10 o'clock on returning a call to my sister, and she's like, Mom had emergency surgery yesterday, meaning Thursday. My mom and stepdad mm-hmm. were vacationing in Eagle River, and she wakes up about 3 in the morning Wednesday, severe internal pain. Turns out that her small intestine was like a twisted garden hose, so it had to be untwisted.
Oh, no.
By surgery. Yeah. So
wow.
I speedily took off to Rhinelander, and that she had taken a ambulance had taken her from Eagle River to Rhinelander, and keeping her sense of humor, she's like, wow, that ride was so bumpy, I need to see a chiropractor. So anyhow, she's...
Well, there you go.
Yeah, she's in better spirits, but we both love our moms, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you had messaged and said that you were going to Rhinelander, and mm-hmm. I immediately thought, well, I don't think she lives in Rhinelander. So
right.
That makes more sense to me now.
There you go. Well, I'm sorry you didn't get further clarification earlier, but all right.
Yeah.
How about your weekend?
That was really good. I was able to have a good breakfast on Saturday, even though you weren't there.
Thank you.
I would have loved to have had you there, but was able to see your daughter, Grace, who uh-huh. I have not seen for
yeah.
quite some time. So that was excellent to have her there. The rest of the weekend was fairly quiet, which was fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, breakfast was a highlight, kind of as always.
I see you post about, you know, bees, and you talk about bumblebees sleeping. How can you, I mean, I guess I've not mastered that ability. How can you tell the bee is sleeping?
Well, a lot of times they'll just be completely still on the,
okay.
on the flower. They'll be there for a long time. You know, and it, one of the things you learn about bees, which I hadn't known, is that this time of the year, the males don't return to the nest. So they, a lot of times, will just end up camping out on flowers. And, you know, apparently their lifespan is about 2 weeks. And so they just hang out on the flowers. And especially in the morning, we'll end up seeing them hanging out there. And that's kind of fun to see.
I saw a friend had posted that he had been out, maybe at the golf course or something, and was it two bees and one particular flower or
yeah,
weed or something like that?
Yeah, out on the thistles. So
yeah.
The purple Scottish thistles, those tend to attract a lot of bumblebees. Bees are attracted seemingly particularly to purple. And bumblebees are, and so those are kind of perfect flowers for that. And
so maybe if
I had said I would love to fill my yard with those.
Yeah, right. So maybe if Vikings doesn't work out for the pro football team to the west, they could go with the Minnesota Bumblebees.
They could. Yeah, you know, that'd be a good name for a team. Although you probably think more of something like Hornets or Wasps or
okay.
something like that. That
yeah.
has more of a powerful image, right?
Then you'd probably cheer for them, so we don't want that. So, all right. All right, hey, we're in the Sermon on the Mount, the third and final chapter, Matthew 7, verses 3 and 4.
Yeah, it says, "And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye."
Well, I love this this passage here. So let's see how you handle it. In Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary in the New Testament. All right, verses 3 and 4, Matthew 7. "You act as though you have 20/20 vision to see others' sins." Good one. "But you are myopic for your own sinful tendencies. You roll your eyes when you see someone yelling at their child in the grocery store. As you judge their parenting, you neglect the hatred you feel toward people who fail to meet your expectations. You hear stories of women arrested for prostitution and you judge them. Meanwhile, you entertain lustful thoughts every day. As my son said, specks and logs."
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's sometimes when I read through passages like these, it is again convicting to me. You know, and some of the things I, you know, kind of pick examples from my own life, you know, so for the example, seeing someone yelling at their kid in the grocery store, it's so easy for me to feel judgmental about that. Mm-hmm. And then I think, oh my goodness, you know, that I have also fallen far short in many areas of my life. You know, certainly the idea of having lustful thoughts, absolutely, you know, and it's such a good reminder, I think, that we have to take an inner look first, and that's where we start, and probably could spend most of our time there.
And I think, actually, in the last day or two, you posted about Luke 18, which is a favorite section we both love, verses 9 to 14, right? The Pharisee and the tax collector, and basically showing that whenever you wrote this a few years back, it's a similar ongoing battle for all of us.
Right, exactly. I wish I could say, after writing Letters to the Beloved, I have it all figured out.
Right,
and I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I think it is. It's an ongoing journey toward wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to, one little bonus this morning is I just want to encourage people in this crazy upside down world to be kind. I heard already this morning, I felt assaulted by listening to conservative talk radio where the host played a comment from somebody he disagreed with and came back. And in his rebuttal, he referred to the guy who wasn't there, but referred to him as an idiot, as a punk, and as a little weasel. And I just... I got to say, I got the privilege and opportunity to produce and host talk radio for 1 or 2 hours for, 24 years here on WIB, 6 years on WDOGO. And one of the things I tried to do, and I wasn't, but I did not try to name call. And I just think that it's when you need to name call three times in your response and raise your voice, like offer up your solid disagreement. But that was, I felt assaulted by verbal violence this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would agree. I've tried to do that. You know, I've had people, you know, where they're like, I disagree with you. And I say, will you please point out to me if I've mm-hmm. misrepresented or called names to people? Because I think you're exactly right.
Right.
That's violent.
There we go. Just a bonus this morning. Thanks, Jason. Have a great day. WWIB. I don't know about Drew over in Detroit, but we got a lot of fog this morning. So playing a foghorn for you as much as we can. Kind of your lighthouse in the midst of the fog. Always my dream to man a lighthouse. And so why not? You can live out your dreams on radio, Drew, you know? Drew Freilich.
I mean, that fog sound effect is fantastic. You need to just, like, have interviews on the radio, and when somebody says something you don't want to hear, you just...
All right, so you're wanting, wanting more
right
of it?
Before... Yeah, give me one more, like, right before... So right before we got on air, I thought of like three things I wanted to talk to you about, but I know we had, I just want to ask a quick question, Mark, because
yes.
we're talking about the fog.
Yes.
Is summer over in Wisconsin now?
You know,
is all of a sudden,
it got really cool. I mean, it just, I don't know what happened this weekend. We hit a bump or something because it was like mid to upper 60s on Friday. And really it's, and then all of a sudden the weekend was supposed to be in the 70s and it kind of kicked into that. And there was kind of this mist, this light mist for a good show. And I imagine that's kind of spilled over to you in Michigan, right? Or what?
I mean, I feel like Michigan over the weekend, it's like summertime's here. It's like Cinderella at the ball. And it's like over the weekend, it just turned back into a pumpkin. It's like, hey, remember, it's still Michigan. You know?
Right.
So
yeah.
Just wanted to ask that. Okay.
Your daughter turned 1 year old. Happy birthday to her.
Yes, fantastic. People were like, oh, wow, the time really flew by. I was like, not really. it was, but we had a bunch of family in town that was fun, and they all came to church on Sunday. So Sunday, about half of the audience was my family.
Wow.
And my father-in-law, he... is always like, oh, are you going to talk? You know, he's always like, are you going to tell a story about me during the sermon? Or
so now the question is then, does that mean he wants you to or he doesn't when he says
he's
that?
He's always like jonesing for a little bit of stage time. You know what I mean? So he's always like, oh, are you going to tell a story about me? So I'll tell this story real quick. So I told this during the sermon yesterday.
Okay.
He was sitting there, and I was like, fine, I'll give them a message.
All right.
So this was about 6 years ago. I was at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Great comedy club. And I did a show there, absolutely killed it. It was a great set, one of the best sets I've ever had. And he was in the audience, you know. So then after the show, I came down, I went onto the floor, and I said, "What do you think, Mike? Do you think I should quit my day job?" And he goes, "Do you have a day job?" So that's the warm encouragement I always get from my father-in-law, who's very supportive of me. So
there you go.
But it was there, you know. And the other question I had was, can a preacher bomb? Can you bomb the pulpit?
I think a preacher can bomb. Sure.
What does that look like?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, because what you're saying, you're using that kind of comedically, right? Like somebody, if you don't get laughs, I mean, it's harder to know because I have said my favorite sermons are the ones that make me laugh and both make me cry, just like movies. I don't know. I like to be moved. I like to be impacted. So I think you could have a dud. You hate to say that they bombed.
How do you know if you bombed? Because yesterday I gave the sermon. It was, you know, it was a little high stakes. I had my whole family in the audience.
Yeah.
Like what's the number? If you have like only three people or below fall asleep, you made it through. And then if it's four or more, then you bomb.
I mean, you never know how late the night was the night before.
Because I looked out yesterday at the congregation. It's not that many people. It's only 50 people. So five of them were asleep. That's 10% of the congregation. I thought, how exhausted are these people? Is that bombing?
No, here's
Give me the truth.
Here's the thing, though. I'm trying to remember. John Ortberg wrote a book on spiritual disciplines. It's called The Life You Always Wanted. It's an excellent book. And one of the things he introduced my wife and I to this, and we became even bigger fans, because he's like, if sleeping more helps you love the Lord, helps you love people better, then go ahead and sleep. And so for those people.
This is great. We're really twisting this. I love this.
Check it out.
So they're not actually sleeping. They were praying during the sermon.
They may have been sleeping, but they were getting in a better position to love their neighbor. So
okay,
there you go.
That's how I'll look at it.
There you go.
I feel better. Thank you.
Don't take it personal. And we'll head you out with some more Foghorn. There you go, Drew. WWIB. And hey, let's hear it for you, our WIB listeners. So many stepping up so generously and helping support our Backpack to School Challenge. It wrapped up on Friday, and we met our goal and surpassed it. I think right around 210. That may never be very close to that. And so the first distribution of that going on at Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa yesterday afternoon from 1 to 3. And then another distribution coming at Phoenix Park in Eau Claire. And I've got that out at my desk, the exact dates for that. So we'll get that set for you here. So again, thank you so much for working with us. Now, all the way to the end of the month, it's WIB Incorporated stepping up the August Catching Match, right? So your support for WIB Incorporated, greatly appreciated, and everything matched up to the first $34,500. Weekend recap, all right? Hal will fly in solo, the WIB Wake Up Show today, Dawson in tomorrow, Caleb's back here on Wednesday. Big thing, I guess it started for me Friday morning getting a call that my sister said, Mom had emergency surgery the day before. She and my stepdad live in suburban Milwaukee, Wauwatosa. And in fact, we're up vacationing in Eagle River. But Wednesday morning early did not feel good at all. She's like, can't we need to go to the hospital? And so lo and behold, she goes to the Eagle River Hospital, whatever they have there in that small north central Wisconsin community. And ultimately, they ambulance her to the Asperis Rhinelander Hospital, where ultimately they determined she had some issues with her small intestine. It was basically twisted like a garden hose. And so had to operate the incision and straighten that puppy out, and saw her then Friday afternoon, and stayed overnight in Eagle River with my stepdad, and then back visiting Mom on Saturday. And so good to see her on the mend. And, you know, basically she had nothing but ice chips basically from from Tuesday night on to Saturday. And boy, that Jell-O tasted good for breakfast. So anyhow, love my mom, 82 years young. And she's like, the three times a week working out at the gym, going to have to put that on hold for a little while, about a 3-week recovery. But prayers for Mom Halverson, Margie Spice, who would be greatly appreciated. She's an amazing woman. Beyond that, the rest of the weekend, watch some of the Packers preseason game. Listen, those Jordan Love, I hear some of the national media going, oh, three interceptions. Two of them for sure. I mean, come on. One of them bounces off a receiver and, you know, whatever. The other one then somehow wrestled away from Romeo Doubs. And the third one, Matt LaFleur saying two receivers ran the wrong route. Jordan threw it the only place he could. He got picked, but he did have two touchdown passes. He's looking better, more comfortable, more confident. He's going to be okay. The Packers are going to be all right. They got three players back yesterday. And so the rest of the weekend, cut the grass, taking care of things at home. So good to be back on the radio with you, at least for a couple of days this week, two or three days here, and then off at the end of the week for sure on Thursday and Friday. So looking forward to Caleb. Enjoy some time off, some rest and relaxation with the family, and he's back here on Wednesday.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
Yes, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, and I've got three jokes. No promises of how funny they are, but nonetheless, I've got three. It's the usual three. It has been determined by me that just because Dawson or Caleb aren't here, that doesn't mean I need to come up with an extra three jokes. It is what it is. So let's go to, it's tough enough to come up with three, trust me. All right, but we do have Vicky, who is looking to help this morning, and I appreciate that, here on WWIB. So why am I getting what I'm getting? Oh, I know. The foghorn is drifting into something else. Okay. Vicky, be the first one to help us out here on a Make Us Laugh Monday.
Good morning. So what is the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
I don't know.
A tire. Have a great day.
Yes. That was good. Yeah, a tire. Very good, Vicky. All right. Well, I'll try to match Vicky's joke. Here we go. First one for me on this Monday, WWIB. All right, is, you know, I would love to get paid to sleep. Imagine that. I mean, it would be a dream job. Have I used that before? If I have, I apologize. I was sleeping on the job. Here's another one. Foot, feet, pinky toes. A device for finding furniture and Legos in the dark, don't you think?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you get it. You get it. All right, my third and final joke of the morning here, just kind of a funny one. A priest was looking for something when his friend walked in. I'm meeting some members of the laity, the priest said, and I can't find my collar. My, my, his friend replied, a lay date and a collar short. Yeah. Okay. All right. It wasn't that funny. Okay. All right. It tickled his funny bone. What can I say? All right. Oh, yeah. All right. You're going to have at least that good a time when Ben Fuller comes in concert with Zach Williams December 11th through the Pablo Center in downtown Eau Claire Christmas concert. But you just know he's going to play this tune. His debut single, the up-and-coming Ben Fuller, Who I Am, WWIB 60 Degrees. Good morning. I don't know. I remember back in the day, many, many years ago, probably late 70s, possibly into the early 80s, there was a movie which I think the whole title of it was... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. NFL star J.J. Watt is calling himself a wimp after an encounter with what he called a baby rattlesnake in his bathroom. Yeah, he's from Brookfield. He went to school in Wisconsin at... he was a Badger. He gave a commencement address there at Wisconsin in recent years. He lives in Arizona now. When he was a free agent, chose to sign with the Cardinals. And he told us they got snakes there in the desert. So he told his Twitter followers about his discovery over the weekend and asked for help on how to handle the situation. And in a follow-up video, JJ said that someone came to his house to help him out. According to JJ, the person picked up the snake with their bare hands and told the NFL star it was simply a completely harmless, long-nosed snake. So, JJ says, what do I know? I'm a kid from Wisconsin, and when it comes to snakes in the bathroom, I'm a wimp. On the NFL field, he's a warrior. He's a gladiator. But, yeah, snakes in the bathroom. No, thank you. I can relate to him. Oh, yeah. Just nothing like a deep night's sleep. I mean, just really, you're just zonked. Hopefully it's not the person next to you who's sawn logs like that, because it'll wake you up, actually. But it turns out that you can go a long time without sleep. Does not sleeping for an extended period of time make you permanently psychotic? That's what researchers way back in 1968 set out to study when they kept four subjects awake for 205 hours. No thank you. And by kept awake, I mean they threatened to withhold compensation from everyone if anyone fell asleep during the trial. Oh, boy. They used loud music, bright lights, and dunking heads into ice buckets as the subjects did everything in their power to keep from snoozing and losing out on earning a measly $400 for 9 days without sleep. That's all they got for the 9 days without sleep? That's crazy. While the subjects hallucinated, complained about each other, and were generally pretty miserable throughout the study, the researchers did a follow-up a year later and decided that three of the four weren't really that different than they were before the study. One of the four couldn't be followed up with because he was on the run from the FBI, which may have been because of all that lack of sleep. In the words of the researchers, quote, "We conclude that sleep deprivation per se is unable to produce psychopathological reactions which extend beyond the period of sleep deprivation." Yeah, but what about one-fourth of the subjects? He was on the run from the FBI. What about that? Just saying.